I didn't know it then, but the issues the president faced at the beginning of his administration were easy compared to what happened after September 11th. The sluggish economy, which experts later concluded was indeed a recession that began at the outset of 2001 and ended in the fall of 2001. The confirmation process, California's energy crisis, education reforms, and the tax cuts topped the domestic agenda. The accidental sinking of a Japanese fishing boat by the American submarine, the USS Greenville, and a small-scale civil war in the Balkan Republic of Macedonia were the top issues in foreign policy. At a bipartisan meeting with congressional leaders during the president's first week, Senator Tom Daschle, the Democratic minority leader, told Bush that none of his nominees would be denied. Given the controversy among liberals determined to defeat the nomination of John Ashcroft for Attorney General, this was a significant bipartisan statement. At my gaggle, I was asked about the congressional meeting and the status of the president's nominees. I told the press what Senator Daschle had said, without pausing to think that, one, it was a private meeting, and two, the news could cause serious problems for Daschle with Senator Ted Kennedy and other liberals. The next morning, when I got my New York Times at home, there in black and white was my statement. "You will not be denied your choice of nominees," Ari Fleischer quoted Mr. Daschle as telling the president in a White House meeting, the New York Times reported. Instantly, I knew I was in trouble. Daschle had reached out to the president to give him an accurate status report on his nominees, and I had unthinkingly repaid the favor by causing the minority leader no small amount of grief with a group of determined Stop Ashcroft liberal senators. I called Andy Card and turned myself in. "Did you see the New York Times?" I asked him. He did. And I was told I needed to, quote, clean it up.